You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Presidential politics, is it ending or is it beginning? In a moment, we're going to talk about the fallout from Scott McClellan's book. But first, for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton's fate may be decided on Saturday in a hotel room in Washington, D.C., as Democrats gather to discuss the fate of the Michigan and Florida delegations. Meanwhile, John McCain and Barack Obama are ignoring Hillary Clinton altogether and are talking about issues for the November campaign. John McCain is suggesting that Barack Obama accompany him to Iraq to talk about security and brief him about what it would take to be commander-in-chief. Ben Smith covers the Democrats for Politico.com. We want to talk to him about all of this. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to just quickly ask you about this offer from John McCain to go over to Iraq with Barack Obama. Now, it's probably not going to happen, but you've been on the Straight Talk Express before, haven't you?
I have.
What do you think that briefing would be like with Barack sitting there and John McCain next to him?
Well, I mean, I think I'm not sure that they're going to fly that thing over to Iraq.
Yeah, probably not. It's not armored.
But, I mean, you know, it would be John McCain's turf, I think, is the reason that McCain wanted to do it and then promptly followed Obama's demurral with a set of attacks on Obama for not having visited Iraq for a few years.
And that's really a November theme, John McCain trying to get Barack Obama on his turf. But let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a moment. Hillary Clinton's argument has boiled down to this. In the states where Democrats need to win in November, she claims she's doing better in the polls and doing better in the popular vote based on the nominating contests. And also, if Michigan and Florida are slighted by the convention, then the Democrats lose Michigan and Florida in the fall general election. How does she make that argument, and is it possible that that is true?
You know, she's not wrong about the polling, particularly in the two probably most important states, Florida and Ohio. She presently is doing better in the polls against John McCain than Obama is, particularly in Florida, where it's quite dramatic. He does better in some other states, notably Colorado, and some other New Mexico, some states out west where you could do Iowa, I guess also, where you kind of theoretically compensate. But certainly, you know, she's not wrong that she looks stronger in the traditional swing states. She's been making that argument for a long time, and it shows no signs of working on the superdelegates.
Ben, let me ask you about the Senator Clinton 11-page letter that was sent to party insiders. How was that seen? What's the perception of what she was saying in that letter and what it ultimately may or may not accomplish?
Well, it's the same thing she's been saying a long time with a little more data, some of it, oddly enough, provided by Karl Rove, which is just lots of polling, which she says shows that she's stronger, particularly in Florida, Ohio, Michigan, places like that. But it does not show any sign of swaying the superdelegates to come over to her side. I mean, what it will do is give her a chance to say, "I told you so," in November if John McCain wins.
Well, why aren't the superdelegates buying it if the polling is strong? Is that because they believe there's plenty of time between now and November, or they're just basically climbing on the train that's leaving the station? Barack Obama is it.
At this point, they are very much climbing on the train that's leaving the station. But, you know, they electability isn't the only thing they're thinking about. I mean, a lot of them have reasons to like Obama or dislike Clinton that don't have anything to do with who's more electable.
David Plouffe, Obama's campaign manager, definitely talking about the conductor of the train that's leaving the station.
At some point, we're the nominee, and at some point, and I think the folks in Florida and Michigan can speak to this, what they're interested in is stop arguing about this and start focusing on winning the general election.
It's over, as far as David's concerned, right, Ben?
He's actually been saying that since about February. So, you know.
But the thing that he isn't saying, though, or the thing that is new, is that he believes, and there's some truth to this in the reporting, that Michigan and Florida is now moot. They're going to award half the delegates. It's not going to affect the outcome. Poof, it's over. The Saturday meeting means nothing.
You know, it's pretty moot. Even if Hillary got everything she wanted, which is, would be to get them seated at their full strength, to pick up an edge of about 25 out of Florida, maybe like 80 out of Michigan, she's still way behind, and that's not going to happen.
So for the first time in the campaign, Ben, this week or next week, you can go to bed early and not wait for the results of the South Dakota primary, right, and the Montana primary.
I have to admit I left for vacation the evening of the Kentucky primary.
I see.
Which was equally meaningful.
I see. Ben Smith from Politico.com, thank you very much for
Thanks
joining
for
us.
Thanks for having me.